Welcome to the show, brave listeners. This is the Right or Wrong podcast, and I am your host, Patrick Emile. Folks, I'm really excited about this installment, but first, I just want to remind everyone out there about how to track us down online. So you can go to Instagram or Facebook, find us at Right or Wrong Podcast, go to our website, rightorwrongpodcast.com, or you can find us on Patreon and become one of our supporters, become one of our patrons at patreon.com. Just search for Right or Wrong Podcast. All right, my friends. So coming at you right now is the culmination of our efforts for season one, the final story of season one, The Canyon. So it's time to revisit that generational tale of mystery and intrigue and family relationships and love and loss that make up the fabric of that tale. So buckle up. Here comes The Canyon Director's Cut. Peace, y'all.
Let's see here. Here's a good one. Oh, that takes me back.
Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry.
Careful there, young man. Most of these items are irreplaceable and out of your price range from the look of the holes in your dungarees there. Maybe Santa can bring you some needle and thread. Zing.
Wait, what? These are distressed? Anyway, it's my bad. I was trying to get a better look at that icky AF lighter right there.
I'm afraid those words have no meaning. Do you read much?
Icky AF? It means Italian.
What is your family name?
Marquis Pondelancy. Enchanté.
Pondelancy. Ha! Mother, Florence. Father, unknown.
How did you...
Abel Canoe. Most people call me Uncle Abel, premier historian of Griverton for over 60 years.
Oh, you're Uncle Abel. Well, fuck.
Tell me, son, what brings you in today? And stop touching that.
Okay, so I'm in this new thing, sort of serious, but sort of open, I guess. I mean, we actually had a little group thing the other night, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm afraid I don't.
Whatever, we're still figuring stuff out. Anyway, it's the holidays, and it's our first gift-giving op, and I just want to get them something, like, real rad. They are way into authenticity and books. It's, like, part of their identity. It's cute. So I thought I could find something here that could wow their little boat shoes off. We've had quite the adventure recently, and they could use a non-evil surprise.
Come this way. I might have just the thing. This is a paperweight made from the cast of a footprint from the fabled Greenman of Lacrimo Lake.
I went to camp there. Hashtag pillow fights and pillow bites.
You know, they say he still roams the shores at night.
Wait, shut up. Who is that hottie in that picture?
What's that now?
The picture behind you. Look at him. Oh, I totally would. I swear to gods.
Well... that's me.
Oh, jokes. He's got jokes.
It is. Look at the mole.
Ooh, that reminds me. I need to talk to Madame B about that anti-aging candle. So, who's the old lady? She's kind of foxy. Is that your mom?
That's Adelaide Trunk. And Griverton Canyon right behind us there.
She looks like not quite emo sad, but...
Hey, you don't want to hear about that. You'd never believe me. You kids always so bored with your internet and your phones.
Old man, if you had any idea about what I might believe, try me.
You sure? It's a long story.
Girl, I'm off from work and it's snowing out there like a strip club bathroom.
All right, all right. Have a seat then. Not that one.
Oh, for fuck.
There, that one. Okay, let's see. That picture was taken in... 1959.
How old are you?
87. Now shut it.
Holy hell, just smother me.
You say that now.
The Canyon. written by Patrick Emile.
Like I said, 1959, May. It was a beautiful day, not too hot yet.
And that, folks, is the true history of the Griffinton Canyon. To this day, scientists don't understand why the earthquake hit in 1918. We may never know, but we should always be prepared for the big one. And remember to tell your family, tell your friends, Able Canoes Views to Amuse. Walking tours every Thursday through Sunday. My assistant Marv will take your picture just over there. 50 cents a print. Pick them up in a week or have them shipped. Postage not included. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate that, sir. See you next time.
And then I saw her just standing there, looking out over the canyon. I'm not sure why, but it felt like she had something to say.
Excuse me, ma'am. Did you miss the tour? That was the last one for the day, unfortunately.
You're wrong, you know.
What's that now?
About the earthquake. The canyon.
Apologies, Miss...
Adelaide.
Adelaide. Able Canoe. Pleasure. But how do you figure I'm wrong?
Oh, I mean no offense. You're wrong just the same as the scientists and everyone else. I should know. I was there. My family home was... Well, just about where we're standing, in fact.
You don't say.
I do indeed, sir.
Miss Adelaide, would you do me the pleasure of regaling me with the tale? I pride myself on accurate and historical presentations. I would be much obliged.
I suppose it couldn't hurt at this point. There is still time.
And then we sat on a nearby bench, and she began.
It was 1918. As I look back, I was so young. Although to suggest as much to me at the time would have appalled me.
Hold up. This is a double flashback?
What do you mean, flashback? I met her in 59 and she told me a story of when she was a young lady herself in 1918. Relax. Why did you touch my record player?
Sorry. How do I do this? Is it a touchscreen or...
Just gently rest it back down. Gently, I said.
Got it. I got it.
The matter with you. Where was I?
I must have been 27 at the time. I was working at Cologne at Last, the studio and storefront of the newly immigrated French parfumier, Flavien Auger.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle. I can assure you that, in fact, none of your peers have yet made such a purchase in all of Griverton. You will be individual, singular, unique, even, no?
It's terribly expensive.
I will have it wrapped for you right away. Adelaide, where is the girl? She is never here when I need her and always underfoot when I do not. Super agaçante!
Despite the occasional curses of annoyance, Monsieur Auger was very kind to me and my family. Or me and my mother, I should say. My younger sister was taken by fever as a girl. She was 9. My father never healed from the loss, and put himself completely into his work at the Henriksen Pope Mines. He died in the collapse of 1911.
My condolences, Miss Adelaide. The mine collapse is a tragic footnote in the history of the town.
Indeed it is. Afterwards, my mother began tailoring out of our home, trunk house. She was a talented seamstress. It wasn't enough, of course. So by the time of this story, I had been assisting Monsieur Auger for several years. He was terribly absent-minded in all matters unrelated to perfumes and selling perfumes. I often found myself handling his accounts and reorganizing displays with him being none the wiser.
Adelaide, dépêche-toi.
Coming, coming. Oh, well, Mrs. Parker, another excellent choice. We actually just sold...
Just turned away an hideous creature not fit for this scent. It is yours and yours alone.
Yes. Yes, that's correct, Monsieur Auger. You save only the best for your most beloved clients. Let's just wrap this up for you. There we are. Have a wonderful afternoon, Mrs. Parker. You can't be serious. That's the third bottle we've sold since just this morning. Shame on you, Monsieur Auger.
Ah, Adelaide, the ignorance. It is bliss, no? She will no doubt feel confident and radiate out, how you say, sensuality to her lumpy husband in her lumpy bed, no?
Oh, really? You mustn't speak that way, sir. I am but a young lady with an unblemished innocence.
Unblemished like a pig in her trough.
How dare you? At least I'm not ogling every posterior that comes in.
I am merely analyzing the essence of potential customers.
Analyzing the essence? How ridiculous!
Bienvenue, welcome!
Good afternoon. Please let us know if there's anything we can assist you with today. We will discuss this later.
Tais-toi. I must analyze some essences.
Good after... Oh! Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Miss Trunk. I was hoping you'd be here.
I am always here, Mr. Warner.
I know. I know that. I meant, for... Well, I'm here on behalf of my mother. Again.
Dominic Warner, a pleasure to see you.
Hello there, Monsieur Roger. A pleasure as well.
Are you here for your dear mama? Or maybe some other pursuits? Perhaps something to do with notes of, how did you say, Adelaide, unblemished innocence?
I'm not sure I know anything about that. But yes, I am here for Mother. She asked that I acquire her usual night balm. That is, of course, if it is in stock.
But of course, I am attending to my other clients, but Adelaide will take care of you in any way you please. Any way.
Yes, we just got some in, coincidentally. Monsieur Roger, is that new shipment of balms back by your personal stock? For your rash, I mean.
Such a charming creature, is she not, Monsieur Warner? That reminds me, I will be leaving shortly to attend an errand. You don't mind closing la boutique by yourself this evening, Adelaide? After you sweep and dust and see to the garbage, that is. Très bon.
Oh, by chance, would you accept a ride then, Miss Trunk? I have recently become the owner of a Type 445 Roadster. I'd be happy to come back later.
Oh, that's very thoughtful, Mr. Warner, but I couldn't possibly...
She would be delighted. Mr. Warner, I must insist. In fact, I can't have anything happening to my faithful innocent.
Innocent?
He means assistant. His grasp of English is oftentimes lacking, but yes, I accept your kind offer, Mr. Warner. I should be finished closing by myself by 7 o'clock. Will that be fine?
Yes. I mean, yes. Yes, that will be wonderful. For you. For the ride, I mean. For us. Yes, I'll be here. Until then.
Mr. Warner.
Yes. Miss Trunk, would you like me earlier?
Earlier, later, now, again later.
Your mother's balm?
Oh! How silly of me. Two jars should be sufficient.
Wonderful. I will be right back with those jars.
I did end up closing alone that night. And I did end up in Dominic's impressive automobile.
What a treat that must have been. Couldn't have been many of those around at the time.
Definitely not. I was more excited than I would ever have let on. Although my enthusiasm might have been tempered had I known what was happening at home that very day.
Now where did my leather needle run off to? Adelaide, silly child. If you move my things, I swear on everything that's good in this world.
Our home, Trunk House, had been in the family since the early days of Griverton. It was modest, but stout and handsome. Mother and I worked hard to maintain the grounds after falling on such hard times, with Father and Ramona gone.
Ramona?
My late sister, who succumbed to the fever in 07.
Ah, right. Sorry, do continue.
Anyway, the house. It used to stand right about here, gradually shadowed by the ever-growing operation that was the Henriksen Pope Mining Company.
Oh, well, now I'll never find it. Just a moment. Monsieur Auger! What a pleasant surprise.
Bonjour, Madame Trunk.
Is everything all right? I'm afraid your waistcoat isn't quite finished. Did Adelaide...
It is all quite well, madame. There is no urgency with the waistcoat. Adelaide is managing la boutique on her own for the remainder of the day. She is quite a capable young woman, much like her mama.
Oh, go on, Monsieur Angers.
Flavien, s'il te plaît. After all these years, there is no need for such formality, yes?
Well, Flavien... What can I do for you? May I offer you some tea?
No, I must not impose, madame. I simply came to give you these. Lozenges, imported from the finest botanical pharmacy in all of France. Adelaide mentioned you were dry of the throat, and I am quite sure that these can be of immense assistance.
Monsieur Auger, Flavien, I'm so touched. What a thoughtful gesture. Do please come in so that I might repay the kindness.
Madame Trunk.
Esther.
Esther. Très belle. Alas, I cannot stay. You were expecting other guests?
I cannot say that I was.
Well, this is a fine day, is it not? And an equally fine home at that. Wouldn't you say, boys?
We would say, boss.
Gentlemen, good day to you. I am Esther Trunk, and this is Monsieur Florian Augier. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, a fine home. Strong, strong bones. But there's a problem with bones, isn't there? What? Tell me, what's the problem with bones, boys?
They break, boss.
Oh, that they do, that they
Monsieur,
do.
I am sure you do not intend to be rude, but Madame Trunk has asked you a question, no? If you would be so kind as to state your business, s'il vous plaît?
Not from around here, are you, friend?
Oh, but friendship is earned, is it not? And I can assure you...
Flavian, it's all right. Good sir, how may I assist you today? Are you in need of tailoring, or...
My name is Atticus Pope of Henriksen Pope Mining, and these are the brothers Gorsi. Say hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Mrs. Trunk. Are you aware that your property is, as of this morning, now an island on lands owned by Henriksen Pope Holdings? An island considered to be an aggressor to our legal expansion. Show her, boys!
Mr. Pope, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, I'm afraid we don't understand your absence at this morning's proceedings. I had the brothers here personally deliver the summons, didn't I, boys?
We delivered it last night.
Put it right here on the porch.
But it was windy, boss.
Real windy, boss.
Oh, well, that is a shame, isn't it? Oh, still, the law does not take into account the wind when considering a citizen's lack of responsibility for official correspondence. Maybe you should have stuck it in with one of your knives, eh, boys?
Like these, boss? Oh,
the very ones, the very ones.
Why do you threaten Madame Trunk in this way? This is most imprudent, no?
Cologne at last, right? Frenchy. Oh, with the perfumes and oils and that pretty young girl. What was her name, boys?
Adelaide.
That's right. Oh, sweet, sweet Adelaide.
You dare!
Get off my property at once! I will ring the authorities if you linger but one moment more.
Not sure they'd be much help to you, Mrs. Trunk. The mines have a certain gravity to their influence, but we'll leave you to consider your options here. Or, should I say option singular? Say goodbye, boys!
Goodbye, boys.
Oh, Flavian, what will I do?
I wish I had been there, but I was busy being young and adventurous with Dominic and his dashing new car.
It's quite thrilling, isn't it?
What's that?
I said it's quite thrilling, isn't it?
Say again?
Never mind.
It's quite thrilling, isn't it?
Indeed it is. A bit hard to hear over all the noise, however.
I'm sorry. It's a bit hard to hear over the wind and everything.
Would you mind terribly if I unbuttoned my skirt? Or would you prefer my blouse?
What's that now?
I said I'm surprised at how quickly we're approaching the house.
Sure, I can go faster. Better hold on.
The rush of that short journey would fade quickly, however, upon arrival to Trunk House.
Dominic, would it be terribly forward if I asked you to stay for dinner? You know Mother will insist after your generous offer to drive me home.
If you're quite sure, then I would be foolish to decline. But may I ring my mother? Have the lines reached you yet?
They have, yes. Although I fear I am quite clumsy with the device myself.
It does take a bit of finesse. Perhaps I can show you.
Monsieur Auger, what on earth are you doing here?
Adelaide, that is no way to speak to your employer. You must simply try again. You... Oh, hello, Mr. Warner. I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
Mother?
I am afraid your poor mama has had an encounter most terrible.
Mother! What happened?
Is there anything I can do?
But I wouldn't find out about Atticus Pope and his threats until later, because at that very moment, everything would change forever. It was as if lightning struck mere steps from our porch. Like heaven had rained its fury upon us, the very earth shook. And as soon as it had started, it stopped.
Mon Dieu!
Adelaide! Mother!
Is everyone all right?
We opened the front door to see the impossible. A crater, as if we had been transported to the moon itself.
But this cannot be!
And then I saw...
There's something out there!
I'll turn on my headlamps.
Standing in the middle of the large crater was a woman a few years younger than me, naked and shivering. I don't know how, but I knew her.
Adelaide? Ramona?
And that was the night my sister returned, at the age she would have been, as if she had never died at all.
Time to change the record, kiddo. You okay with more holiday tunes?
I'm sorry, what the mother...
Fancy a drink? That snow's really coming down out there now. Probably done for the day here, anyway.
Do I want a drink? You bet your ass, old man. It was her sister? How the hell...
I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Oh, damn right you will.
But first, I need to get my steps in. Walk with me. I like to do 2 laps around the shop. About all I can do these days. Too many walking tours.
OMG, you are so old and adorable. I can't even deal with it. I just want to zip you up in my fanny pack.
Your what now?
It's where you would put all your keep me alive pills.
Shut it.
And like a weird butterscotch or something.
Oh, butterscotch fan, are ya? Now those I have. I'll be right back.
Oh, this is the best day.
Now this is some fine coffee, boys. However, in light of recent events, I would be remiss in not taking this opportunity to amplify its welcome to sucker with a bit of celebration. Care for a nip, boys? Well, now, Mercy, you do still drink, don't you?
That I do, boss.
Oh, attaboy.
What are we celebrating, boss?
Yeah, boss, what are we celebrating?
Well, life itself, boys.
To life, boss.
But to be more specific, according to this morning's Griverton Gazette, it would seem that fate has intervened on our behalf in a mighty, mighty way with regard to our enterprising proposition over yonder at Trunk House. Read it to me, boys.
Another earthquake shakes the town.
Growing a crack in the earth baffles local authorities.
Oh, and what do you see in that picture, boys? A yawning chasm threatening to swallow whole a charming, if not entirely vexing, old home.
Looks like Trunk House, boss.
Indeed it is, indeed it is. I would venture to say that right there is Providence itself glorifying our position, fortifying our stance that expansion must continue, that nothing and no one shall stand in our way of rightfully securing properties that will allow us to mine and refine resources meant for our acquisition and harvest. The Elysian fields are beneath us, and we are the sight that shall reap it. So isn't that right, boys?
Say again, boss?
Brothers Gorsi, I mean to say that this is good news. See, our legal gambit the other day with Trunk House isn't entirely, shall we say, ironclad in a court of law. But take here this cup of celebratory coffee. If I were to slide it like so to the very edge of this table, it would become somewhat of a risky venture, would it not?
It would, boss.
Now, suppose it would be in our best interest that this cup exist no more. That its destruction would result in a serendipitous benefit to our company and its recent subterranean discoveries. Is there anything we could do that might hasten said destruction?
We could push it, boss.
Yeah, boss. Give it a nudge.
Oh, a capital concept, boys. It is no surprise that destiny has reunited twins of such palpable combined intellect.
Thanks, boss.
Give it a nudge. Yes, indeed. Capital. Dare I say a dynamite idea.
The Canyon. Written by Patrick Emile.
Yeah, I really don't think you get what I'm saying.
What do you mean? Sure I do. A mime. Look.
No.
Get it? I'm in a box.
No, that's not
an invisible box. It's about the illusion. There is no box, son.
No. A meme, not a mime. Ugh, you old bag. Here, check this one out.
Amirite. What's this, Amirite?
No.
Some sort of Latin?
No. Am I right? Like, he's holding a shotgun in his mouth. Mondays, am I right? Like, he's gonna kill himself because it's Monday.
What are you, some kind of rube? That's too literal. He should imply the shotgun. Look, I hold my hands around the air like it's around an invisible cylinder. And then I open my mouth real wide, see? And then I bring my hands up like I'm putting a big thing in my mouth. You understand? It's an illusion.
Oh, my. Yes, I totally get it. Let me just hold it. You're beautiful. Now, roll your eyes back.
Like this.
Perfect. Let me just... posting... Yep, this is the greatest day of my life. Also, I think that's enough scotch for you.
Oh, shut it. I'd drink you under the table in my younger years, boy.
Can we get back to the story now, or do you need a nap or something?
Why? So I can wake up disheveled like you? Tell me, do you use a comb in that thing, or is homeless what gets one a date these days?
I wish you were my dad.
What's that now?
I said hit me again, Daddy. With the hoop.
Ah, now that's more like it. All right. Where were we? Yes. The sister.
Miss Adelaide, as a historian, I must say this tale stretches the imagination. However, as a collector of stories, it is quite the gem so far. I mean, no offense, of course.
Oh, none taken, sir. You can imagine our own bewilderment at seeing our dear Ramona alive once more. She looked exactly how I imagined she would had she never taken the sickness as a child. Tall, taller than me, a beautiful young woman.
So, what happened next?
Well, the first few days Ramona slept almost constantly, as if she had been awake all those long years, although there were nights when she would wake in terrible fits of fear.
No, no, please. Please come with me. Papa! Papa!
Ramona, don't be afraid, child. Mama's here. You're safe.
Mother, did she wake again? Is she all right?
Adelaide, where's Papa?
See? Your sister's here, too. Adelaide, give us some light, dear.
Where is Papa, please?
He's gone, Ramona. He's dead.
Adelaide, enough now.
She must know, Mother. It'd be cruel to keep it from her.
Gone where? I just saw him. He was just here. Mama. Mama, you have to believe me.
Ramona.
Of course we believe you, sweet girl. I talk to him every night myself. He'll always be with us.
No, no, you don't understand. Adelaide, make her understand, please.
You were having a dream. That's all. But you're all right now. You simply need to rest. And so do you, Mother. Off to your own bed. Now, I will stay with Ramona.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right. Ramona, my sweet, I'll be just down the hall. The second door, you remember?
I remember.
Of course you do, my little Ramona. Good night, child. Adelaide, get her to sleep, will you?
I will. It's funny how easily we slipped back into our old ways. A doctor concluded that Ramona was in fine health, and Mother wisely didn't attempt to paint the complete picture for him. I believe she was just content to have her youngest back with us, as was I. Don't misunderstand me. Maybe I was perhaps just far enough removed to see the cracks.
Now, you little creature, what shall we read tonight? I must have read hundreds of stories since, well, the last few years, and I can't wait to read them all to you.
Adelaide?
Hmm?
Am I a ghost?
What? Well, I should think not.
How do you know? I saw you, Adelaide and Mother, like looking through a bedsheet, drying on the line in the sunlight, only you never saw me or Papa.
Those are just dreams, Ramona. You were gone. And you're back with us now. Just a dream.
Do not say that. If those are dreams, then that means I am as well. Or a ghost.
Well, tell me what you saw then. Help me understand.
I saw William Trent. And you?
I don't know what you're going on about.
Back behind the woodshed with your hands.
Ramona, stop! How could you know that?
I told you I could see you. Were you looking for something he had lost, or...
I'll tell you when you're older.
But, sister, I am older, and I saw you with Dominic Warner. And how you look at him? He's terribly handsome, isn't he?
That's enough out of you, little monster.
Ow!
Oh, and how could a ghost feel such pain? Perhaps the ghost is ticklish, too?
No, stop!
Yes, definitely a ghost. No reaction at all.
Girls! Adelaide, that does not sound like sleeping.
Sorry, Mother.
Have you lost anyone, Mr. Canoe?
I have, yes. My parents, to the flu. Just 2 years ago, but it feels so long now. And then other times it feels like it was yesterday. Funny how that is, isn't it?
Indeed. You understand then how happy I was to have my little sister back with me. Gossiping, telling stories, and catching her up on all that I thought she had missed. In some ways, she was still a little girl, although strangely she really had grown up wherever she had gone. There were times afterwards when she truly scared me.
But, Miss Adelaide, may I ask what became of your home and the earthquakes? The records indicate that there were more than one.
That part is true. While the opening before Trunk House was the largest, the tremors had started a few weeks before Ramona's appearance. It was the talk of the town, and cracks and fissures had begun to develop in a sort of row along the mines, our property even inching ever closer to the old town square. A fitting backdrop for everything, I dare say, what with Ramona's reappearance and that wicked man's machinations.
Atticus Pope.
Atticus Pope.
Not a family to be trifled with, the Popes, especially in those times.
Certainly not, Mr. Canoe. But in such harrowing times, we were lucky to have friends to lean upon. Both Monsieur Auger and Dominic became supper-time fixtures following that fateful night. Whatever their own theories as to my sister's unnatural resurrection, their kindness prevented them from openly discussing it. And as you mentioned, the Popes weren't to be trifled with. And that was the more pressing matter, for the moment, anyway.
Dominic, there must be something to be done. I know there is no reasoning with that wretched man. Not a single pope came to Father's funeral. But is there no hope? With your being on the council, I mean.
Yes,
well... Adelaide, I'm quite sure Mr. Warner is doing everything he can. And that is quite enough bread. I haven't the time to be letting out your dresses with everything else troubling us.
Mother!
I think you're beautiful, Adelaide. And so does Papa.
Eventually, we understood Ramona, but there were many moments such as these that we simply stared at her.
Ramona, you mustn't.
Ah, that reminds me. Mademoiselle Ramona, your mother, she tells me you are having difficulties sleeping, no? I have brought you something that should help immensely.
Apologies, Monsieur Roger, but you are sorely mistaken if you think that I'll respond to your charming claps in my own home.
Adelaide!
It is quite all right, Esther. Adelaide, my apologies. It is simply habit. Yes, I'll fetch it now. But first, perhaps you would like some more bread?
Perhaps I would like more bread. Dominic, would you like more bread?
What? I'll eat all the bread, shall we?
Sure. It's quite delicious bread, Mrs. Strong.
Thank you, Mr. Warner. And please excuse Adelaide's behavior. It's quite a trying time on all of us.
Oh, but there's nothing to excuse.
Here we are for you, Ramona. A chamber fragrance with notes of huile de lavande, jasmin, and other trade secrets. Designed by myself, of course. And one for you, Esther, for your own bedroom. With concentrations of, how do you say, more mature varieties?
Oh, Flavian. How kind.
Yes. Kind.
What do you say, Ramona?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ogier.
Monsieur Ogier.
Monsieur Ogier.
It is nothing. My pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Ogier. But can we discuss the other matter at hand, please? Dominic?
All right. As you know, I was appointed council member after my late father vacated the seat upon his death. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Trunk. Is this something I should be discussing here at the table, or...
Dominic was so careful about others' feelings. It was part of his gentle magnetism.
Well, I suppose...
Do continue, Dominic.
Okay, well, despite this appointment, I do not have an equal foothold with, say, other parties representing Henriksen Pope interests, for example. In fact, my own commission at this moment is chairing a festivity sub-council. For the anniversary, that is.
What anniversary?
Of the mine collapse.
Adelaide, enough! Ramona, dear, why don't you say goodnight and prepare for bed? You must get your rest, my sweet.
Yes, you are quite right, Mother. I am feeling rather strange all of a sudden.
Mademoiselle Ramona, are you quite all right?
Like I'm being pulled.
Our dishes began to rattle in their place. Another quake, perhaps. But I felt it was something more.
Another tremor? This is the third this week.
Ramona.
It was short, though. We had begun to get used to them.
Yes, I am dreadfully tired. Please excuse me, everyone. Good night.
Good night, Ramona.
Bonne nuit, mademoiselle.
I can't lose her again.
Mother.
I simply cannot, Adelaide.
We won't. I promise you.
You can promise me no such thing.
Perhaps we should take our leave as well.
There is always tomorrow, no?
Do we know that? How do we know? She was dead, Flavie, and we buried her. Not stepped from that cursed hole in the ground outside that very door.
Mother, she'll hear you.
I admit I do not know how this can be. I do not, but perhaps this is the comfort, no? Now anything is possible. Calm ton esprit, madame.
Have you contacted any authorities, doctors?
No! I'm sorry, Mr. Warner, but we mustn't.
Mother fears that no good can come from shining too bright a light on the subject. I tend to agree with her, especially given our current plight with that damnable man.
Adelaide, that is no such language for a lady.
I agree with both of you. The man is damnable, and Ramona should be protected. She is, how you say, a gift, a...
A miracle.
Oh, gentlemen, how we will ever repay your generosities at this point, I cannot say.
This is not a thing for repayment, no? Is this not true, Monsieur Warner?
It is enough to be able to assist in any way we can.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Dominic, you were saying...
Yes, well, it is the 7th anniversary of the collapse, as I'm sure you're aware. And I want you to know, Mrs. Trunk, Adelaide, that I intend to honor the deceased in a respectful and deserved way. That said, It will not be unusual for me to be seen at the town hall in great capacity over the next few days. If you can furnish the document that Pope brought to you, I can perhaps do some investigation of my own that will go unnoticed.
Oh, Mr. Warner, that would be such a kindness. I have it right over here.
Dominic, thank you.
I do not remember when I had reached out to take his hand, but I will never forget his own resting atop mine.
Adelaide, you're very welcome. It is the least I can do.
I will also not forget Monsieur Auger's French cursing shattering the moment.
Merde! That horrible man with his ignorant dogs at his bidding.
Who?
Les frères. The brothers. What was the name?
Here it is, Mr. Warner. And it's Gorcy, Flavian. The brothers Gorcy.
You mean brother? One brother.
No, it was most certainly two brothers, Monsieur Warner.
Monsieur Roger, I'm afraid you must be mistaken. Mrs. Trunk?
Flavian is quite right. It was Atticus Pope and two other men. They were twins, and quite frightening at that.
Well, this can't be right. Are you sure?
Monsieur Warner, we saw it with our own eyes. Why do you doubt us so?
As part of the anniversary ceremony, I am having a small monument to the deceased erected in the square. And, well...
Dominic?
And I submitted just yesterday the list of names for the engraving. Mr. Trunk, of course, included.
Oh, Mr. Warner.
Mother, let him finish.
As well as Mercy Gorcy. He also died in the collapse of 1911.
Wait, what? What the f... you're telling me there's another one?
Why did you go and spit that out, boy? That's fine scotch there. Another what now?
Another zombie or whatever.
Zombie? What zombie? What are you, touched? No one's eating any brains in this story.
Yeah, but they're like coming back from the dead or whatever.
If you let me finish, I'll get to it. All will be explained.
It better be.
Yeah, keep your pants on. What's left of them anyway. Zing!
They're distressed.
Miss Adelaide, I'm not sure I understand you. Do you mean to say that...
That it would seem my sister wasn't the only one to have returned, yes. It was quite the shock. If Ramona and now that horrid Gorcy twin, could there be more? Who else among us? Who else knew about it?
Well, easy with that blasting machine, boys. We wouldn't want to lose Mercy again now, would we?
Definitely not, boss.
Glad to be back, boss.
As am I, brother Mercy, as am I. Now... Let's review once again our plan of action, shall we? Percy, what is our objective?
To continue regularly scheduled excavation of legally owned Henriksen Pope mining zones by way of earth moving via controlled detonation.
Indeed it is, Brother Percy. And to that end, what would happen should the now precariously balanced trunk house tumble into that ever-growing chasm as a result of said detonation? Mercy!
We would join the community in grieving such a terrible loss due to unforeseen consequences resulting from a combination of licensed and lawful mining techniques and... Naturally occurring phenomena such as earthquakes that are beyond the company's control.
Well, would you look at that, Brothers Gorcy. If I were your good-for-nothing fall-down drunk of a pappy, I'd be beaming with pride for that show of meritorious memory. But, of course, I am not, am I, boys?
No, you're not, boss.
And what then am I?
You are the boss, boss.
Exactly right, and let's not forget it. For when it comes to any potential prying of police, public servants, or otherwise proactive personnel, where will I be with regard to these events?
At the ceremony.
Commemorating the tragedy of the 1911 mine collapse.
Standing in remembrance with your
fellow citizens of Griverton on this solemn occasion. Very good, boys, very good. It will be up to you when the time comes, as we cannot risk my direct involvement. And let's face it, it's probably a good idea that Mercy here not show up to his own memorial, isn't that right?
You're right, boss.
Nothing can stand in our way of getting to the heart of the matter down there in the mines. We have only begun to understand its properties and what it could mean for the company, for the town, and I dare say the world itself. And boys, when I say nothing, I mean nothing. I believe that the trunk women and perhaps their little French friend will be too distraught to attend the ceremony that day, don't you? What with Gerald Trunk's name on that monument, it might be too sad a sight to bear.
Too sad, boss.
They won't have the strength to go.
Too tied up with grief.
Yes, brothers. Too tied up indeed.
It was difficult to determine just exactly what was going on, like a puzzle with replicating pieces.
Surely this is more than coincidence, no? The Gorsy man, poor Ramona, the threats to Trunk House.
Monsieur Roger, you know how I am loath to agree with you on, well, truly anything.
I had to lay Trunk on my own grave, I...
But I must admit that I do. There must be some connection.
Oh, no, no. This I was hoping she would not say. Is it truly the end times?
Monsieur Roger, you are a member of the Commerce Chamber, yes?
Oui, but of course, as an immigrant shop owner, it is in my best interest to be recognized as a dutiful citizen in any way I can.
Well then, if you were willing to make a donation, perhaps you could join me at the hall this week, under the guise of a sponsor to the memorial, that is. I feel as if there is more to be learned about the collapse and Pope's involvement in the records, and I believe we could cover more ground together.
I am at your service, Monsieur Werner. In fact, I...
Oh, was rain expected? Please excuse me. I must lift the canvas to the roadster. It is a wonderful machine, but no match for a storm in its current state.
I'll go with you.
Adelaide, your coat, your...
It is nice for them, no? Come, Esther, let me assist with La Vaselle.
That's it. Align the grommets. There.
Like this?
Precisely.
Shall we hop in and wait this out?
What's that?
Not this again. Get in!
Well, I did not see this coming. I'm afraid I'm soaked to the bone.
As am I. So much for keeping the interior dry.
Oh, Adelaide, you're quite right. What was I thinking? You must be so cold.
Dominic, no.
Forgive me, I should never have...
Dominic.
Let us rejoin your mother inside.
Dominic!
Yes? Oh. I see.
Poor Dominic was always a tad slow to understand my intentions.
Adelaide, you must think me such a fool, the way I stammer and fumble around you.
I see no such inelegance, and I would ask that you not speak of my dear Mr. Warner in this way. He's a bit slow and might take it to heart, you see.
I must admit something to you.
Oh?
I am quite frightened of what is happening. Do not take me wrong, I am so very happy for your family. But your sister? Alive? And now another? Adelaide, what does this all mean?
I am scared as well. And I do not know what will happen. But...
But?
And yet...
And yet?
I believe that a grown man admitting fear to a woman who so clearly adores him to be one of the bravest things I've ever seen.
And then he kissed me in his car in the rain as the world outside grew stranger and stranger.
Oh, that's all she wrote for this bottle, I'm afraid.
Do you have any more? You gotta have something scrawled away in that hoarder wet dream back there.
I might hold your horses. Or what?
I might have a little something to help us pass the time. Don't freak out. I can guide you through it.
What is that? Indica? Sativa? A hybrid?
Oh.
Kush? Purple haze,
my
Northern Lights G13.
God.
Put that garbage away. Here. Roll us up something with this, will ya? I got the arthritis, you see.
Oh, wait, are you actually my dad?
And flip that sign and lock the door. I'll be in the back. I know I got another bottle around here somewhere.
I'll be here. Hey, Uncle Abel, I'll be right here.
Stop shouting and I'm right flip here. That sign.
Monsieur Warner, I don't suppose you're having any more success than I am. These records, they have a certain opacity, no?
I'm afraid I'm having similar luck, Monsieur Roger. I did find the Gazette from the day after the mine collapse. There are a few quotes from Atticus Pope, but regrettably nothing too illuminating. Come look. We will, however, not let these tragic events stall the progress of the mines, or indeed the progress of Griverton itself. While it will take years to regain the inroads that we have now lost, the community can rest assured, knowing that the Hendrickson Pope Mining Company will continue to secure the resources that Providence has gifted our great town. Griverton is wounded, but its heart beats on, and that heart is silver.
Craig Pugnon, the man is truly evil. The heart is silver. And what of the hearts of the men lost in his mines?
And yet, it would seem some of those hearts have started to beat again.
It is unbelievable, no?
And yet we've seen it ourselves.
Perhaps if we keep searching, we'll find the missing piece.
I hope you are right. We'll keep looking. I just wish we knew exactly what happened that day in the mines.
Damn you, Pope! You can't do this, you bastard!
Gerald Trunk, that is quite a mouth on you, my friend. And it would seem, given that you are tied up in that chair and I am, well, not, that you are in a particularly precarious position to be taking that torrid tone with me, isn't that right, boys?
Quite a mouth, boss.
What would his wife think?
Maybe we should tell her.
How dare you!
Mr. Trunk, I dare because I can. That's how. And don't you worry, I would never unleash the Brothers Gorsi here upon your unsuspecting spouse. That would be barbaric, what with her impending widowhood and all. Who would take care of that precious little girl you'll be leaving behind?
You son of a...
Now, Trunk, it is just one little girl, correct? I seem to remember you burying another one a few years back. Oh, well, right about... Well, I'll be just right about here, right, boys?
You're right, boss.
Right above our heads, boss.
Exactly. And that, dear Mr. Trunk, is the problem. You see, you are a deed holder to lands that do not, in fact, belong to you. You might be inclined to disagree, and you might have a point in a court of law, but the laws that govern what we've discovered here in this miraculous arm of the mines are preordained and must take precedence over whatever paltry rules we as a society have propped up above ground.
Atticus, please, I'll do anything.
And we can't suffer that type of obstacle, can we? Oh, well, tell me, what color are the veins in these here newly excavated walls? Are they silver, Percy?
No, they are not, boss.
And what are they, Mercy?
They're all colors, boss.
Mercy, what you lack in poetry, you make up for in directness. But yes, they are all colors. But is it opal? No. Is it moonstone? Indeed, it is not. This is life itself. Toss me a knife, one of you.
Here you go, boss.
Oh, thank you. Now, I am nothing if not a leader by example. Well, look away now, Mr. Trunk, if you're squeamish. Ah! Oh, now that does smart.
You're insane.
Insane? Eager to share this gift, I'll give you that. But if insanity is knowing a miracle when I see one, then lock me up and call the preacher. Behold this blood-soaked and slashed hand of mine as I press it upon these glittering walls. Whew! This is an exhilaration like no other. Would you look at that, boys?
All healed up, boss.
Good as new.
Brothers, like I never cut myself at all. And how do you explain that, Gerald Trunk?
I can't. Atticus, please. I won't tell anyone. I'll leave. I'll pack up my family, and you'll never hear from us again. Just let me go. You are a reasonable man at heart. I know it.
Well, unfortunately, I am a reasonable man. I am in fact filled with the spirit of reason and logic, and therefore, I know your word can never be trusted. These otherworldly deposits into the earth that your home so innocently sits upon cannot be the property of one man. And therefore, we must bid you a kind farewell, Mr. Trunk. Percy, would you do the honors?
My pleasure, boss.
No! He slipped the ropes, boss.
I can see that, Mercy! Snatch him back up now! Mr. Trunk, you are simply delaying your imminent demise. Wait! Percy, no! Get on after him, Mercy. And Brother Percy, observe these struts and buttresses. Is this an environment conducive to ricochet and ammunition? No, it is not! You're lucky you didn't. Run, Percy!
But boss!
It's too late for them! Come on now!
Mercy!
It's coming down. Run!
The Canyon. Written by Patrick Emile.
What's the matter? First time?
Okay, loves being old and being a smartass.
No, don't put that. It's an application, not a roast. What is this downstairs at the Stag Society in 62? I tell you, those were the days.
First of all... It's a profile.
But you said it's an application.
It is. Well, the thing, the service is an app, but this is your profile for the app.
And it will get me some of that great divide.
You're disgusting. And yes, that's exactly the idea. Okay, let's just skip interest for now.
I'm disgusting. I'd show you a mirror if I had one to spare. Because it would break, you see.
Ha ha, yeah,
because
I get it.
You're hideous.
What about a profile picture?
Let's see. What about the one you took earlier of the miming? In my day, women responded to displays of skill.
I will absolutely be using that one for a different app, but I think we should go with something a little more natural for Gerrymatric. You don't want to scare anyone off. Why don't you keep going with the story, and I'll take some snaps? That way you'll be in your element.
Ha! Good thinking. All right. Where were we?
Wait. First hit this toner. You're looking a little dusty. On your face. On your mouth. What's the matter with you?
Oh, shut it. How am I supposed to know? Use your words, boy. You're like a cross between a moody teenager and a hamster, only without the charm. Ugh,
the story.
Okay, I take it back. You're a good kid. Now, where did we leave off?
Something about the town hall?
Right. The anniversary was almost upon them.
Marv, come over here, will you? Miss Adelaide, would you be so kind as to pose for a picture with me? I'd like to thank you for your story so far and send you a photograph free of charge. It won't be but a moment.
Oh, how thoughtful. It would be my pleasure, Mr. Canoe.
Hey, thanks, Marv. What do you think? Just the two of us on this bench here? Is that fine by you, Miss Adelaide?
Oh, yes. Whatever you think, Mr. Canoe.
Say, Marv, try to get some of the canyon in the shot. Behind us here. That should do it. Thanks again, Marv. I'll be over to help you pack up in a while. Now, Miss Adelaide, do be sure to supply me with your address before we take our leave of each other.
I will, sir. I'm close by, actually. I'm not terribly adventurous and didn't stray too far from my childhood home, I'm afraid.
I'd have to disagree with you there, based on this account. It's a tale for the books up to this point. So, did they have any success at the old town hall? Dominic and Flavian, I mean.
Unfortunately, no. Nothing that would help us determine a concrete strategy for keeping the house, anyway. Or answers to the bigger questions. But over the days leading up to the anniversary ceremony for the collapse, I did make some surprising discoveries of my own, with the help of Ramona.
Ramona, slow down! You forget I am older than you.
Sorry, sister. I'm just so excited that you've agreed to come with me.
It's like you've stored up all that energy from... Well, never mind. What is it exactly you want to show me? And be careful, they are so close to that edge.
Oh, but Adelaide, this is what I want you to see.
The crack in front of Trunk House had widened from its beginning as the crater that had mysteriously appeared a few weeks prior. It had become clear that the quakes and fissures were connected in some way, and by this point they began to take shape together as the single canyon before us now. Perhaps not as deep, yet you can imagine my terror at seeing my little sister taking a hop right off the edge.
No! Ramona!
Down here, Adelaide!
I looked down to see her smiling face. She was standing on a narrow outcropping of rock, safe and sound.
Oh, you little monster! I thought that was the end of you!
You won't get rid of me so easily, sister. Come down, it's quite safe. There's a sort of pathway all the way to the bottom. Follow me, you'll see.
All right, but let's be quick about this. It's getting dark, and you know how Mother can be.
And so we made our way down, scrambling from ledge to ledge. Although she was right, it was quite manageable.
Ramona! I've lost you again. Where'd you disappear to?
She emerged from a large triangular opening in the wall of the canyon.
Over here, come look!
However, did you find this place?
I'm not sure exactly. I was drawing outside last week, and I could feel something down here, or maybe I heard it. Eventually, I found my way down, and then I saw this entrance. Just wait, it gets even better.
I followed Ramona deeper into the earth, partly out of protectiveness for her, and partly my own inquisitiveness. It was a narrow passage and got darker by the second as the sunlight from the entrance lost its reach.
Ramona, I think this is part of the mines. I wonder if the earthquake somehow split the rock into...
But I couldn't finish the thought, for suddenly there was light everywhere.
Well, I'll be damned.
You cursed.
Oh, hush.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
It certainly is.
All around us were veins and tendrils of glittering and glowing pinks and blues. It was breathtaking.
Well, this isn't silver at all.
Can you feel it? It's like it's breathing. The rock, or whatever it is, it feels alive.
I touched the walls.
It's like it's humming.
Adelaide?
What now? A pet dragon?
It was Papa.
What was?
I heard him. I know it was him. That's how I found this place.
Ramona.
It was. I just know it. You mustn't tell Mother. She'll never let me come back down here. Promise me. Promise me, Adelaide.
All right. All right. I promise.
Adelaide, you said damn.
I did, didn't I? I have others, you know. Want to hear?
Oh, yes.
Girls? Ramona? Adelaide?
Is that Mother? Come on, little creature. Time to go. She'll have my head if I don't get us back this very minute.
And then you'll be damned.
That's not how you do it. Come along. I'll teach you another one on our walk up.
But whatever was it down there? If not silver, then some other deposit?
Mr. Canoe, I'm not sure I'll ever know that answer. At the time, I was equally amazed at the discovery as I was concerned about Ramona's explanation for having found it. And while I did promise not to tell our poor mother, I couldn't wait to share the news with Dominic.
Monsieur Warner, I believe I may have found something. Viens ici. Notes from a metallurgist. Alas, it is incomplete, but it is dated from 1911, just before the collapse. Indeed, these small deposits are metal ores or minerals of no known designation or origin. We have thus far been unable to identify a chemical makeup or crystalline structure. It does clearly emit some sort of phosphorescent glow, warmth, and low-level vibration. Anecdotally, miners with prolonged exposure have reported feelings of mild euphoria, elevated energy, and even sudden recoveries from ailments or prior injuries. These accounts, however, have not been properly reviewed.
Monsieur Roger, this is illuminating, to be sure. Is there nothing more?
No, not another paper from what I can see. I found it among the pages of that ledger there, but nothing else in the book appears to be of any consequence. If there are additional entries from this metallurgist, I believe they are missing, and perhaps not by accident, no?
Yes, perhaps not. If there is something else beyond silver in the Henriksen Pope mines, this is the first I have heard of it. And I can all but assure you it would be the same for any other member of the council. Save, of course, Atticus Pope.
The devil has his secrets.
I fear you are correct, Monsieur Roger. Oh, but if that clock is correct, we will have to pause the mystery for now. The hall will be closing soon, and I must work on my speech for the ceremony. My procrastination has caught up with me, I'm afraid.
Oui, I understand, Monsieur Warner. I too have been recently neglectful of my other work, although I have been interested in other pursuits. Perhaps our procrastinations are related, no?
If I take your meaning, sir, then yes, I do believe they are. These feelings I have... Well, now I embarrass myself. Apologies, Monsieur Roger.
Do not apologize, my dear Monsieur Warner. You forget I am Français, yes? I think there is poetry in all of these connections. La vie est drôle. The world is full of coincidence.
Is it ever, Monsieur Roger? If you had told me a month ago about any of this, I'd have called you a doctor. But sadly, I must away for now. I will see you at the ceremony this week, yes?
But of course, Monsieur Warner. In fact, I will be arriving with Madame Trunk and Adelaide.
Wonderful. It will be quite the boon to see some familiar faces when I deliver my dedication. And Ramona?
Staying home, I presume?
Yes, probably for the best. The poor girl. Well, until then, Monsieur Roger.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Warner. Until then.
And did you get to tell Dominic about the path into the mines?
In a way, but not in the fashion I had intended. That was a busy time for him, with the ceremony quickly approaching. By the time the day arrived, I felt a mixture of sadness for the tragedy that took my father, and pride for Dominic, and sympathy for Ramona, who Mother still kept under a sort of house arrest.
It's simply not fair! I don't see why I shouldn't go!
You're a bit old to be throwing tantrums, Ramona. Mother, I put the leather needle right here where it's supposed to be. If you lost it, it's on your own head.
Well, perhaps if you hadn't touched my things in the first place.
Oh, soigneusement, s'il te plaît. Esther, I will not be much of an escort if I am punctured like one of your cushions, no?
Flavian, I'm so sorry, but you must hold still. I want the waistcoat to be just right, and I need that needle.
Found it.
Adelaide, you think I should attend, don't you?
Well, I think Mother might have a point.
Ugh, not you too!
If someone saw you...
Ramona, it's simply not the right time. There is too much uncertainty right now with the house and those men.
Mr. Oji, couldn't I say I was with you? Your new perfume girl, because your old one is too slow and old.
You little... Ramona, I'm thinking in my head about what I taught you the other day. Where's my coat?
Oh.
Has anyone seen my coat?
The young Ramona, she has a suggestion most intrigant. My current assistant does tend to move at a pace all her own, and always relocating my ingredients and implements without my knowledge.
Oh, that sounds all too familiar, Monsieur J.
Ow!
Be still! That wasn't even a needle.
I'm surrounded by enemies. How wonderful.
Mother!
Ramona, that's enough. My mind is made up, and it won't be changed. We will not be gone long, and we'll be back for dinner before you know it.
Well, you can leave dinner outside my bedroom, like the prisoner I am. I hope it rains and you all drown!
Ramona!
Sister, don't be this way. I can't say I truly blame her. It must be terribly frustrating.
When things calm down, we will reintroduce her to the world. It's just not prudent. Don't you agree, Flavian?
To this woman with a sharp object in my back, I would agree with anything.
Not now. Oh, that must be Mrs. Craddock come for her blouse. Adelaide, be a dear, would you?
No, I'm a dear. How swift the tides of war. Coming!
Knock, knock.
Ding dong.
Anybody home?
Oh, well, how do you like that?
What's that now? Did we get a bite?
We did. But wait, those creepy twins showed up. What did Adelaide do? I would have kicked him in the...
Let me see her. Is she foxy?
Probably more like boxy. Oh, hold up. She's actually kind of a snack. Here.
No, Mildred Futt, swipe left, wipe left.
It's swipe, but what's the problem? You know her?
I've known her in that very chair you're sitting in,
oh,
Sonny.
What? Oh, hell, I feel
took
sick.
Took me days to clean that thing.
Well, what happened? Did she ghost you?
What do you mean ghost? We're old, not dead.
I mean, did she dump you? Did you make the mistake of talking, or maybe performance issues?
Oh, shut it. They used to call me Abel the Vim Canoe in my day.
No, they didn't.
No, but it sounds pretty snappy, doesn't it? Anyway, it just didn't work out. She just doesn't know what she wants. We're in different places.
Huh? What is this, high school? It says here she's 78.
The heart wants what it wants, kiddo.
Okay, the Vim. Can we get back to the story, please?
Yeah. Just keep the volume up on that thing. So, there they were. The evil brothers Gorsi. I was wondering if they'd rear their sinister heads again, and holding guns no less. So, what did you do? You must have been petrified.
I was. We all were. We didn't quite know what to do besides comply. They placed three chairs in the middle of our small living room and lashed us together in them. But, if you recall, Ramona was upstairs. Mother and I looked at each other desperately, silently praying that she make no sounds to alert the horrible brothers. My mind raced, and I realized that Dominic would be suspicious of our absence from the ceremony. At least, that was the hope I clung to.
Mr. Warner, well, I must say this is quite the classy affair you've put together here. You continue to make a lasting impression. Perhaps we could find a position for you with the company. I could use a young go-getter such as yourself.
Mr. Pope, I must politely decline, as I'm quite satisfied with my position on the council. It keeps me quite busy, in lawful ways. I have nothing if not my integrity, wouldn't you agree?
I'm not sure I understand just what you're implying, son. You might want to consider your tone. I am not a man to be spoken to in such an imprudent manner. Isn't that right? Well, wouldn't you say, Warner?
What I would say to you, sir, would be most inappropriate given the circumstances of this gathering. But you can rest assured that your nature is known to me and will be known to all soon enough.
Oh, well, I'll be John Brown. You must know that threats do not sit well with me, boy. You are but a fly to which the lion of my industry gives no credence. You watch your back now, for you might soon find that your French friend and his pretty little assistant are no longer up to the task. Now get up there, smile, and address our patient citizens.
And to offer the official dedication, I present to you the architect of this remembrance, Mr. Dominic Warner.
Distinguished Grivetonians, thank you so very much for your attendance on this weighty occasion. I would ask, though, that we not focus on the tragedy that took the lives of our fathers and brothers, but instead upon the spirits and legacy. I'm sorry.
And my hope was well-founded, because Dominic quickly realized that we weren't there.
Mr. Warner?
Mr. Edwards, forgive me, but you must continue on without me. Here is my speech. I have to leave. I can explain later.
Warner! Warner, where are you off to? Get back here, boy!
And dropped everything to race to Trunk House. Thank goodness for that flashy car, please.
untie us, you cretins.
You'll never get away with this. My friend is on the council. You'll be found out.
Too bad about the explosion, right, Purse?
Too bad indeed, Merce. Such a nice family.
And their friend.
You all sit tight now.
We've got a job to do.
For the boss. Can't disappoint the boss.
Through the windows, we could see their heinous plot being realized. They were placing dynamite about the porch, the grounds outside, the edge of the crack in the earth. But what they didn't know was that we had our own miracle. Ramona, who had crept downstairs unseen.
Adelaide, is that them?
Ramona, run!
Mother, be sensible. Ramona, get over here and untie us.
These knots are so tight. I don't know.
Your mother's scissors. Rapidement, maintenant.
Oh, my wrist, Ramona. Bless you, child.
But what now? Do we run?
Yes, but where?
Oh, I know a place.
Where, Ramona?
It's a secret place.
Spit it out, girl. There is no time.
She's right. There's a path down from the edge of the crack just over there. It leads into the mines.
To the what?
Let us go. There can be no benefit to waiting. They could return any...
Mercy, get in here. They got out.
Ramona, take Mother and go. We'll hold them off.
Without thinking, I rushed at the man with Monsieur Auger not far behind. We kicked and scratched and were able to disarm him.
Vive la France!
But it was a victory short-lived. Ah! He produced a knife and slashed at poor Monsieur Auger, cutting his arm terribly.
No!
And Ramona and Mother, having almost escaped, were stopped just in front of the porch, the other wicked brother's gun trained upon them.
Flavian!
You okay, Purse? I got my sights on him.
Hold them there, dear brother. You two, go on out there, nice and easy-like.
We did as he said, and joined my mother and sister outside. But then, in the distance, it was Dominic, speeding towards us with Atticus Pope not far behind in his own car. The still-armed Gorsi brother began firing in his direction.
Dominic!
But he would not be put off course, and the roadster roared towards us, straight into the source of gunfire.
Mercy!
And that was the end of Mercy Gorsi. Again.
Adelaide, go! Take them and run!
Follow me!
They began to descend down into the canyon, but I couldn't leave my Dominic.
I'll be right behind you. Go!
Mercy! No!
Get after them, Percy! There'll be time for revenge yet. I've got these two.
And have us he did. The remaining brother ran after my family, and Dominic and I were powerless to stop him.
Dominic Warner, I did urge you not to cross me, son. Now get out of that car before I put a lasting blemish upon your girl's face here.
Don't you dare touch her.
Mr. Warner, you are in no position for such commands, my friend. Come on over here. There you are. Keep going, the both of you.
He had us backed up to the very edge of the canyon, his gun pointed and glinting in the sunlight.
It occurs to me that while it would give me a fair amount of pleasure to be done with this saga with a couple three squeezes of this here trigger, that it would be in my own best interest not to have your recovered bodies replete with lead. That wouldn't seem very accidental, now would it?
Monster!
So I'll give you a choice. You can jump together, or I can in fact squeeze said trigger and suffer the explanations at a later date to be determined. Your expiration is upon you, regardless of the mode in which you decide. That dynamite is on a timer, and the brothers are nothing if not thorough in their work. So there is little time. I'll give a count of three. One...
Dominic.
Two.
I reached for his hand.
Three. And so be it.
He raised his weapon towards me, but suddenly I heard a voice ring out.
Atticus!
From out of the canyon rose up an arm and another. And then, impossibly, a man raised himself over the ledge.
No!
It was my father. Returned for us. I was flooded with thoughts in my shock. All of the things I ever wanted to say to him. All the moments stolen from us by that damnable mine. Seeing him alive again. But I could only manage one word.
Papa.
Run, daughter.
Damn you, Trunk! I'll be sure to finish the job this time.
Father rushed towards him. Hope fired mercilessly, shooting him again and again.
You bastard! Come on, then!
Ah!
Papa! No!
And yet, he still came, until he was upon the villain.
You will never touch my family!
That all you got? Trunk?
They fought and rolled in the dirt, inching closer and closer to the edge. And then Father, bloodied and filled with the hatred of Pope's gun, looked to me.
Adelaide, go! Save your mother! Save your sister!
Papa! Please! Dominic, help him!
Go, daughter!
That was his last command. For he then wrapped his arms around Atticus Pope and leapt off the cliff and into the void.
No!
Adelaide, come.
No! Papa! Papa!
Dominic grabbed me and pulled me towards the hidden path.
Adelaide, there is still time to save the others. Remember the timer. There is no telling where they placed it. Please, we must go.
The descent was a blur. Blind with grief, I somehow managed to lead Dominic down the rock and towards Ramona's hidden place. But the remaining Gorsi brother must have tracked them. We could hear his threats as we quietly slipped inside the entrance.
I know you're in here. I'll find you, and you're all dead when I do.
And our stealth paid off. For just as he realized we were there, bathed in the strange light of those walls.
Boss, that you?
Dominic struck him in the head with a large rock.
Mother? Ramona? Are you there?
Adelaide?
Where is the man?
Adelaide, is Papa with you? I could feel him.
Oh, Ramona, I...
Oh! Dominic had not hit the Gorsi brother hard enough because he had awoken and begun to unload his weapon in a rage, wounding Dominic in his leg. The walls began to shake.
No, enough!
Flavian, lame in one arm, leapt upon him and wrestled the gun away.
Wait! No, Flavian, don't!
What diable!
Rock began to cascade all around us. The structure was falling apart.
We must go!
Ramona! Adelaide, run now!
Hurry! The detonation!
The timer! As fast as you can, everyone!
Dominic!
The earth was raining upon us, and it had fallen directly atop Dominic's legs. They were crushed. There was no moving him from underneath.
Adelaide, run!
No!
Adelaide, we must go!
There is no time! Come!
Flavian grabbed Mother about the waist and dragged her out with Ramona behind them.
Adelaide!
I'm coming! Dominic, we can free you! We can...
Adelaide.
Miss Adelaide, I am so very sorry. I did not realize how painful this recount would be. I feel terrible for pressing you so. How brave of Dominic.
Do not apologize, Mr. Canoe. I wanted to tell you. Tell someone. It was just... That was the last time I would ever see.
Adelaide, please.
I'm staying.
No, you mustn't.
But I must. I simply won't go.
Adelaide.
Do not be afraid, Dominic. I'm here.
You? Oh.
I love you. My brave, brave Mr. Warner.
I love you, Adelaide.
Forever.
The last time I would ever see my family. In that life, anyway. They made it. That was all that mattered. I'll never be sure if it was the timed explosion or those glowing walls themselves, but as you are probably aware, that was the end of the earthquakes. One final heave of the earth to create all of this, and the Henriksen Pope mines, now destroyed forever, ceased to operate.
Yes. Yes, I'm familiar with that part of the story. Miss Trunk, I'm sorry you've caught me at a loss. I must misunderstand you. Do you...
Adelaide, my love?
Oh, and here he is. Dominic, darling. This is Mr. Abel Canoe. Mr. Canoe, Dominic Warner.
Hello, Mr. Canoe. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for keeping Adelaide company. I confess I do lose my way up here sometimes.
I wasn't scared as much as I was riddled with questions.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Warner. But Miss Adelaide, I don't understand. How...
It's time, my love.
Mr. Canoe, you have made this old soul very happy to have shared such a fine afternoon with such a fine gentleman. But we must be off now. As for the photograph...
Wait, where are you going? Please, tell me how any of this is possible.
But they began walking towards the canyon edge.
Good day, Mr. Canoe.
Miss Adelaide, she turned back to look at me.
You can bring the picture here and think of me from time to time. You'll do that, won't you?
Sure I will.
But they could no longer hear me. Or pretended not to. And just as they were about to step off the cliff, they faded away into the wind. Oh, come on now. Don't do that. If you do that, then I'll start myself and...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just so sad.
Oh. Is it though?
Or bittersweet, I guess. I don't know. It must be nice to have something like that, even as ghosts or whatever. I mean, what the hell were they? What does it all mean?
Your guess is as good as mine, Sonny. For years, I took that picture to the canyon, but I never saw her again. Although I'm sure she's happy that I got to tell the whole story to someone else. At least as I know it.
So, what now?
What do you mean?
So, should I go, or...
Of course you should go. This isn't a halfway house. The snow has let up anyway. Off with you. I need to get home.
But I feel like we shared something, like we vibed
yeah,
or...
Yeah, we can talk about it tomorrow.
Wait, what do you mean tomorrow?
Well, you still need to get your friend a present, don't you? And there's no time now. I have to get home to my stories.
Well, yeah.
And you need to keep me updated on my application.
True.
And I could... Well, I could use some help around here. What do you say?
Like a job?
Yeah, like a job. I won't be around forever. Who's going to tell Adelaide's story in 10 years? Probably won't be me.
Are you kidding? Not if I have anything to say about it. I've got more than that toner to prop you up, you old bag.
Oh, shut it.
Fine. Tomorrow it is. I just need to quit my other job first and run everything by Madam B.
All right. I don't need your autobiography. Here, lock her up on your way out. I'm going out to the back.
Holy f... That's a lot of trust. You just met me.
Yeah? So what?
Yeah, you're right. So what?
Exactly.
Tomorrow it is. Good night, boss.
Hey, kiddo.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
You too, Uncle Abel.
Now shut that door. I'm not heating the whole town.
The Canyon, produced by Marlo Mislevich and Patrick Emile. Written, directed, scored, and edited by Patrick Emile. Assistant directed by Cody Dry, with Chris Kelly as Adelaide Trunk, 1959, Amber Rossi as Adelaide Trunk, 1918, Courtney Diamond as Esther Trunk, Morgan Hillen as Gerald Trunk, Mindy Neindorf as Ramona Trunk, Giovanni Camagno as Dominic Warner, Cameron Casey as Flavian Auger, Brendan Kelleher as Percy Gorsey, Patrick Emile as Mercy Gorsey, Cody Dry as Marky Pondelancy, Bradford Riley as Abel Canoe, and Evan Michael Woods as Atticus Pope.